I was asked whether someone can re-gift a bottle of wine that was given to them that was non-kosher. Can they re-gift it to a non-Jew? So, regarding non-kosher wine, so there are two potential issues. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, states that Yain shenisnach seich la'avodah zarah aser banah, that wine that was used for idolatry, you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. It's an iser hana. A separate issue is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, states that the Chacham Gozrel Stam Yena Mishum Benoseihem, because of a concern of intermarriage, we do not drink wine that was produced, that was touched by a non-Jew. It's included in other gzeros based on chasnus, such as pasakum, where there's some leniencies, and shemenakum, at least in the Gemara, they had the concept of shemenakum. So there's a whole bunch of gzeros that are because of a concern of chasnus. So presumably, if you have wine and there's no concern of avodah zarah, so then the wine should only be aser bishtia. It should only be forbidden to drink it, and but you should be allowed to derive benefit from it. However, the Chachamim also forbade one to derive benefit from hana. Beis Yosef explains that even though when it comes to other prohibitions, they didn't make that gezeira, that let's say pas and shemen, they only forbade pas and shemen b'achila, not b'hana, but stam yenam, the non-kosher wine, the wine that was touched by a non-Jew, they made a gzeira to forbid even with hana. The reason is that since yain nesek is aser b'hana midoraisa, so when the Chacham made a gzeira on stam yenam, they considered it as if it was nisnasech vaday. So as if it was used for avodah zarah, and therefore it's aser b'hana. So they made the gzeira very broad. And in fact, that's how the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Aleph rules that stam yenam of a non-Jew is aser b'hana. However, the Rama writes that nowadays that it's not common that the nation's non-Jews use the wine for avodah zarah. So some say that no, it's only forbidden bishtia, not bahana. And therefore, it is permitted to in certain situations where there's major where there's a be a financial loss to you would be allowed to derive benefit from stam yenam. If you let's say you already bought or you bought this the wine, you would be allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. You'd be allowed to derive benefit from it if there'd be a financial loss. But lechatchila, the Rama says, also liknosa v'lemachro kadei listaker bo. You're not allowed to buy and sell stam yenam in order to derive bet to get rewarded from it. And the Rama writes, yesh mei kilim gam bo zeh v'tov l'hachber. And some are lenient with this, but it's good to be stringent. So the Rama goes back and forth. It's better to be strict, but one can be lenient in case of financial loss. One can be lenient. So that's the real question. Nowadays, should we be strict with stam yenam bahana after all this give and take by the Rama? So the common custom is to be lenient that if you receive, let's say, a bottle of non-kosher wine and you're going to have to throw it out, if you give it to a non-Jew, you even if you give it to him as a gift, you're still getting benefit from it because there's tovas hana, you're generating goodwill. On that that the non-Jew is going to be happy with you. So there is hana'ah. However, again, the custom is to be lenient and to say if you have this bottle of wine and you will otherwise have to throw it out, that's a hefseid, and therefore you would be allowed to gift it to a non-Jew if you already got it. However, lechatchila, let's say you're happy with a non-Jew and you want to give him something, so you should not give him lechatchila a bottle of non-kosher wine because we are strict lechatchila. And instead, give him some other non-kosher food. You shouldn't give him basar b'chalav, that's aser b'hana. If you want to give him, it doesn't have to be a food item. If you want to give him a food item, you can give him a food item, kosher or non-kosher, but it can't be wine. It shouldn't be basar b'chalav. However, if you were given a bottle of non-kosher wine, which you obviously can't drink, you would be allowed to re-gift it to a non-Jew. That seems to be the common custom.